This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest this second hour is a lady that I have been friends with for a lot of years, a beautiful woman and a tremendous actress. Jane Seymour will be joining us on the show. There's a brand new program on NBC called The Courtship. Now, if you've seen The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, you'll say, oh, it's not one of those shows. Well, believe me when I tell you, this show has a twist on it that will make it stand out amongst all the others. And Nicole Remy will be here from that program. Laura Goh will be joining us. She's written a book called Messy Roots. She's from Wuhan, China, and it tells a fascinating story how difficult it was from somebody from that country and in that city to actually come to America. And Dr. Charles Nunez will be here to talk about getting a good night's sleep. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. Stick around. Jane Seymour's coming up.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
But our next guest has been with us several times in the past, and we have a great picture in our Hall of Fame of her and I. She was in town a few years back, and delightful lady, talented, and just gives so much back. Joining us right now is the best, Jane Seymour. Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining us, as always. I ended up buying an open heart necklace for my wife because you had made such a great impression on us.
Well, thank you. I hope she liked it. Hope she appreciated it.
Oh, yeah, very much so. It's fantastic. You know, Jane, I am just bewildered as to how you keep under control all the things that you do, aside from all of the television and the movies that you have done. But you've also started the organization KeepAnOpenHeart.com, and you also take on your mom's philosophy. I remember talking about your mom several times, of giving from the heart, and then you are named the officer of the British Empire by Queen Elizabeth. And a mother of six, how do you keep up a pace like that?
You know what? I love my life. I'm just so blessed to be able to do the things that I do. And, you know, I love being a mom. I love being an actress, and I adore being an artist and a designer. And I think the best thing in life is being able to give back. I think when you feel that you can actually be of service and help other people, I think that's what makes life worth living, and that's what's so exciting about the Open Heart Foundation and about the whole Open Heart, because, you know, that's something I'm inspiring other people to do and recognizing other people who do it. And, you know, in times when everyone's having a really tough time in the world with their work and with with what's going on in the world. It's great that my mom's philosophy is really becoming like a universal symbol of a way to give and receive love.
You know, I remember so many times, as I mentioned earlier, talking to you about your mom when she was still with us and that open heart philosophy. And at that time, I was a caretaker for my mother. And it is something that is so profound because it is a philosophy that if you really think about it, it does not only apply to a mother, daughter, or a sibling. It applies to everyone. And it's so encompassing and so strong. And boy, I cannot believe the impact of that philosophy, which you have had the ability to perpetuate.
Well, you know, the privilege I had was, first of all, having a mother who gave me this philosophy. And then through my artwork, it became an image, a symbol that I was able to translate into the jewelry. And I think, you know, what's exciting now is now we have the foundation. We're really able to recognize public people and also people that people don't know about and really tell people's stories. And on K.com, you can see these amazing stories that people share and the difference it makes. And I think in a marriage or I think in a romantic relationship, I think it's incredibly important to have an open heart because, as we all know, love is not something that's static. Love is something that grows. Love is something that weathers the storm. Love is something very, very valuable and very important to people in whatever way you show it, whether, as you said, it's between a family member or romantically or whether it's with a friend. You know, love is what literally makes the world go around.
And you've always said this. Wouldn't it be nice to have the kind of attitude that we have and the love that's in our heart, not to get too philosophical, around holidays and be able to enjoy that all year round? And, of course, being able to enjoy the open heart jewelry that you get on those holidays. Let's face it, that's a beautiful gift for any time for the lady in your life.
Absolutely. I think that's the interesting thing about the open heart philosophy. It is not specific to any time of the year. It's not a Valentine or a Christmas or a Mother's Day experience only, because, you know, really expressing your love to someone and expressing that your heart is open to someone is something that you can do all year round. And whether it's through jewelry or a card or a sculpture or just expressing and behaving in a certain way with the philosophy, helping other people and being there and being of service, or being a caretaker like you are, there are so many people doing that. You know, they're, as far as I'm concerned, the unspoken heroes and heroines of this world. It's so important that we realize it's all year round.
Jane, do you still have the piece that isn't worn as a necklace? It's almost on a pedestal.
I have the original open heart I had made when I was doing Dancing with the Stars, and I still have that original piece. And but you see, the open heart originally started from my artwork, so there was a lot of artwork involved. Still is, you know. I still love to paint open hearts. I love to do sculptures of open hearts. In fact, we have a very large 10-foot open heart sculpture, bronze, that's going to be put in the garden. That's my birthday present for this year.
Oh wow!
And my hope and dream is to have this sculpture in public parks and especially in hospitals and in you know, gardens near hospitals where people come and they have to, you know, spend those personal private moments when life is really tough and they really regroup. You know, this is an image that I've always hoped would become like a universal symbol of giving and receiving love.
Wow, what a great idea. I love the idea in hospitals or respite centers and stuff like that. Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, the number of movies, both on television, on the big screen, on the stage, the list is endless, okay? What is your latest venture?
I finished three movies that are coming out this year. I've got one called Elixir, in which I play a choreographer, and I dance in it and sing to Lady Gaga, and I wear a blonde wig. I look quite different. That's from ABC Family, with Chelsea Kane and Sarah Paxton and Drew Seeley. That's a really fun movie. Then I have a feature film called Austin Land, which I shot in England, and that's with Kerry Russell. And it's a historical movie, a comedy made by the people who made Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, wow.
And then I have a movie called The Lake Effect, which is a wonderfully moving piece, a mother-daughter piece, that's coming out on Hallmark. And then I did an episode, a very funny episode of Franklin and Bash, which I believe is coming out. So that's That's what's already in the can. I can't tell you what I'm going to do next because I haven't decided yet.
Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, after raising six children, how are the twins? How old are the twins? This is what's really going to be depressing.
Yeah, the twins, it's amazing. The twins are bigger than me. They are six. They're 16 years old.
Oh, jeez.
I think one of them is 6 foot tall. Chris Keach is a baseball player. He's a left-handed switch-hitting catcher and pitcher. So he pitches and catches right-handed and switch hits left-handed. And he's in the Cardinals scout team right now, so that's pretty exciting. And then Johnny, his twin brother, has his own band called Plead the Fifth. If you want to hear his music, go to janeseymour.com or pleadthefifthmusic.com. You can currently download it for free and listen and watch the videos. And he's becoming a rock and roller, and he's really great.
Wow.
He's been touring in England and up and down the West Coast. And then the other kids, again, if you go to janeseymour.com, you can see what they're doing. Sean's a fine art photographer showing in galleries. Katie is an actress who's writing and performing a great comedy. Jenny just had a baby, and she's in marketing. And Kaylin is in building, and he just had a baby. So they're all busy, and they're all doing well.
And you got to be one of the hippest moms I know. You got to be the hit of the block when it comes to being a hip mom.
I'm a grandmom now.
Grandma. Yeah. My grandmother certainly didn't look like you. Also, keepanopenheart.com, we want people to go to.
Absolutely. Keepanopenheart.com is an amazing site where you can read people's stories. These are real-life stories of how keeping an open heart has impacted their lives. And it's just wonderful. You know, it's so inspirational. And we would love to have your story so we can post them. So if anyone has a good story, please send it to us.
I'm going to do that.
And then, you can just on keepanopenheart.com, it tells you how you can send it. Or even if you send it to janeseymour.com, I will send it on there. But keepanopenheart.com will tell you how you send your story. You can send it visually on video, or you can send it written, and we'll put it up there. And then there's actually a sweepstake right now. If you go to k.com, you can hear about that. There's the opportunity to win some beautiful necklaces and some prizes, and also a trip to England for two.
It's always great when you're on the show with us. You're a classy, talented, super lady, and I'm proud that you're a friend of our show.
Thank you so much, Ron, and thank you for having me on again. Thank you.
Our special guest, Jane Seymour. She is such a nice lady. It's hard to believe she has six children. We want to remind everybody to check into our website, which is ronseggi.com, that is spelled ronseggi.com. When you get on the home page, you will see an icon that says Listen Live, and if you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7 in the event that you missed it on the radio. Also, we have another website called Seggi Sings, S-E-G-G-I-S-I-N-G-S, and there you'll learn all about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybae, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunnybae Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunnybae. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunnybae Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybae.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, our next guest is a real Renaissance lady. She truly is. And I got to tell you something. I am not the biggest viewer of the shows where they go on dating and trying to find a mate and everything else. But I got hooked on this when I saw the trailer. I think it's going to be a giant hit, and it's a great idea. It's called The Courtship, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on NBC. Then the series will stream on Peacock the day following its NBC telecast. And it's called, as I mentioned, The Courtship. Joining us right now is Nicole Remy. Hi, Nicole. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I meant what I said. I think this is going to be a giant hit. This is so cool. This is set in a different setting, if you will. We're not talking about the modern things and the Bugattis and all these things. We're talking about going back to the 19th century in a Regency-era England castle that you are being the recipient of the love of maybe 16 eligible suitors. And I think it's great. You got carriage rides, masquerade balls, archery, fencing, handwritten letters, and I love the clothes. It's fantastic. Who came up with this idea?
I know. Well, whoever did, I'm sure applauding them because I absolutely love the experience. It really was just magic, and it felt like a fairy tale the whole time. But also, it gave me an opportunity to, you know, find somebody that I could potentially be with, which was exactly what I went there for.
I have to tell you that you're a beautiful lady. I don't think it's been any problem finding somebody in your life.
Oh, thank you. So sweet.
You could attract a bunch of them. Now, here's what's very cool about this, is that you may fall in love with one of these people, but you must get the seal of approval from your court. Now, this goes along with the fact that this is done in jolly old England during the 19th century. And your court is your father, your mother, your sister, and your best friend. Now, what happens if they vote against the person that you love?
Oh, gosh. That's something that I thought about, actually. And, you know, I have them there to give me advice, counsel, and to help me pick dates. But at the end of the day, it truly is about who I feel a connection with, and I know that they'll support me either way. You know, we did have to have conversations sometimes, but I just reassured them, like, listen, this is my journey and this is how I feel. And they were really supportive, truly.
Now, did the guys have any problem getting into costume? Because these fabulous suits that they wear and the gowns that you wear, of course, you look beautiful in anything, but the gowns that you wear just emphasize it even more. But these guys are dressed up in 19th century garb. I mean, they got the high collars. They look like a bunch of little Elvis Presleys running around, you know?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is that when they would go and get changed, I swear they would be gone for like an hour because they had to put on the socks and the cravat and the waistcoat and the shirt and the jacket. I'm like, it's just so cute, though, to see it because typically you see guys and they're wearing like sweats, sneakers, and a baseball cap. But these guys really put their best foot forward.
got nicely groomed and, like, presented themselves so well.
And I often wondered, going back to that era, you know, the women wore these long flowing gowns, and you wear those, and, of course, the guys are dressed up the way you are. You know, when I was growing up, the miniskirt was really the hot item, so you got to really kind of, what's the word I'm looking for and trying to be kind, or you kind of surmise the terrain, if you will. But when you have those long dresses on and all those clothes the guys wear, you don't know what the heck you're going to get into at some point. You know, when I mentioned you're kind of a Renaissance woman, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. You have a bachelor's degree in geodesign and began working as an architect associate designing both commercial and residential buildings. Then you said, you know, that's great, but I want to do more stuff. So then you danced with the Seattle Seahawks NFL, cheerleading the team as a sea gal for 2 years. Then you said, you know, I want to do more stuff. Then you began studying code, and you applied it to tech and engineering jobs, and now you are a software engineer and product manager. Man, you don't let any grass grow under you, do you?
No, I don't. I'm my biggest critic, and I think that's great because I am always pushing myself to do something more and extra. I don't like to settle and sit down and just fiddle my thumbs. Like, if there's something out there that I want, I'm going to go and get it, for sure.
I think that's great. When they came to you with the show, The Courtship, and was a style that, as we mentioned before, is very unique, because I know that for a little bit there, you might have been part of The Bachelor, head of the 2021 season premiere that they had a year ago, but that never really materialized. When they came to you with this kind of a format, what was your thoughts? Because it is different, and I think the difference is going to make the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. My first thought was, well, this is a much better situation because now I get my pick of, you know, of the guys instead of the other way around, which immediately I was like, yes. And then they also said, you know, you'll be living in a castle in England for, you know, for the duration of the show. And I'm thinking, okay, that sounds even better. And then it's okay, and you get these many guys, and they've all been vetted, and they're gorgeous, and they're smart, and they're funny. This is just like a perfect situation, and I'm so blessed that this situation and opportunity fell into my lap because so many people, you know, would love to have this experience. And I hope that people watching fall in love with the fantasy and the romance of it all.
I think that the setting is going to lend a lot to it because you don't see it anymore. And you have to admit, no matter how people look at the English set of doing things, which is very over the top. It is, as my wife said when she was watching it with me, she said, boy, this is every girl's dream. Now, I don't know if every girl wants to live in a castle. I've known some that just want to live in a trailer. But the fact, and nothing wrong with trailers, I better say. Nothing wrong, and ladies and gentlemen, nothing wrong if you live in a trailer, okay? But the fact of the matter is, it is kind of a dream of a little girl to be a kind of a princess, if you will.
I mean, of course. We all grew up watching, you know, Disney princesses. We grew up, you know, listening and hearing about the royal family in England. And it truly is a fairy tale come to life. And whether you're a little boy or a little girl, who doesn't want to get dressed up and be a prince or a princess for a day, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you 100%. Who had the idea of making your father and mother part of the court? Because, you know, parents can be very, very picky when it comes to who's going to marry their son or daughter.
That is very true. And I have to say, it was they were not immediately on board because, you know, they've been married for over 35 years, and the way that they found love was very organic on a college campus during a dance, and they're thinking, do you want to go to the UK and date 16 guys at once in a castle? Not how we would do things, but they were so supportive, you know, once everything unfolded and when we got out there. And they just want me to be happy, which is so beautiful because I've dated guys that haven't made me happy, and they really just want to see me as my best self with somebody that lifts me up, and they were there to support me the entire time.
A woman living in a castle with 16 guys sounds like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I think I have it a little better than Snow White, but yeah.
I don't think you have Sneezy and Snoopy and all those other guys. Well, the show is Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is, of course, on NBC. Then it will stream on Peacock the day following its NBC telecast. It is called The Courtship, and it stars a very lovely, talented, smart lady, Nicole Remy. Nicole, thank you for joining us. This has been a real treat, and I hope you come back and let us know how things are going at the castle later on in the season, okay?
Oh, I absolutely will. Thank you so much. This is great.
Wow, that's quite a show. And we're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's now in China's hands in terms of whether they decide to help Russia or not. The Kremlin crumbling under sanctions from America and the West over its invasion of Ukraine asked Beijing for economic and military support. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden, in a high-stakes call to Chinese President Xi Jinping, warned his counterpart of the implications and consequences.
China has to make a decision for themselves about where they want to stand and how they want the history books to look at them and view their actions.
The headquarters of the 36th Ukrainian Naval Infantry Brigade is now a pile of rubble. It was the target of a rocket attack. The number of Marines sleeping there is unknown. Rescuers were still searching for bodies. When the Federal Reserve indicated that it will raise interest rates for the first time in 4 years, Wall Street rallied this week. Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy can handle it. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, our next guest is a very interesting individual, and she's penned a book that is very unique and very different as far as how it was written. It's called Messy Roots, a graphic memoir of a Wuhanese American. Joining us right now is Laura Gao. Hi, Laura. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
This is a very interesting publication, I must tell you. This talks about you going back to your childhood in Wuhan, and then your parents, as many people do, immigrant here to the United States, and the trials and tribulations of being in a country that is so strange compared to where you came from, and of course, certainly during a time where Wuhan became very well known as compared to, you know, maybe a year before it made the headlines. And the way you've done it is very unique. Explain this to us, because the graphics is sensational. The book is very, very well produced from the standpoint of the pages and everything else. Did you do all the graphics on this, all the scenes?
Thank you. Yeah, I drew and wrote it. And then I had an amazing colorist, Wei Wei Xu, who did the colors and helped with editing the art.
Now, everybody has experienced change even from city to city in America, let alone going from a different culture altogether from China to America. And it started at childhood. Tell us some of the things that have happened to you during your time here as a new resident of the United States and how difficult it was. Children can be tough. I mean, even for everyone out there, children can be really tough. I remember a young boy I went to school with, and he had some physical defect, and boy, I tell you, it was terrible how they ridiculed him. So tell us a little bit about your early childhood in the United States.
Yeah, well, when I first immigrated over, I remember my mom was telling me about how I wasn't used to eating the food at school, and so I just refused to eat it at all. And at one point, apparently I was so malnourished that my hair started falling out of my head. And she got so worried that she started packing me, some like Chinese dishes instead every single day to school. But then as I got to middle school, that's when people started picking up on the stuff I was bringing and making fun of it and just saying like how much it stunk. And how, like, you know, they're calling me names and like, bad slur, like Chinese slurs. And that's when I started feeling really ashamed about my culture. And I remember just telling my mom, like, don't bring me lunch anymore. I'll just buy pizza like everyone else every day. And I was also, like, starting to kind of worry about the way I looked, too, and like, how thick my hair was because everyone was making fun of it. So that was, like, one kind of big difficulty that I faced throughout school.
Wuhan, as compared to the United States, what is the difference in the culture there? Because you felt at ease there because obviously you were surrounded with people that didn't make you stand out, if you will. So was it better for you in Wuhan, or did you like it better in the States because you went through a lot?
Yeah, I wouldn't really say either is like better or worse. I think as an immigrant, like for a lot of diaspora kids, you know, you kind of grow up between two cultures and two worlds, and not one really feels 100% like home. Because in Wuhan, you know, I was very comfortable in the beginning just because I spoke the language perfectly. All my family and friends were there. You know, everyone looked like me, so I didn't have to worry about insecurities. But then when I immigrated over, that was a full 180. But yeah. Then you see later on in the book, you know, when a whole decade passes and I visit back to Wuhan and it's completely changed. I've lost some of that Chinese, and people can easily tell I act and speak like a foreigner, and like then now again I start to stand out, right? So I think they're just pretty different, and like that's kind of one of the trials of being a person, split between multiple cultures.
Sure. Now, your father, many times you and he clashed because he wanted you to be so Americanized. And that became a very stressful point for you. I mean, you were very good in math, I understand. He wanted you to play basketball.
Yeah, I guess my dad, I think actually he wanted me to do more math, but then I kind of rebelled and was like, no, like the cool kids are the ones playing sports. Like I want to do sports. And he ultimately did support me on it, but the way that he supported wasn't always the healthiest, you know, like, for him, if you do something, you got to be the best at it. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was always just, like, really, really hard-headed and very aggressive about it. But later on, you know, as we, like, I became older and started to, like, understand his perspectives a bit more and realizing how stressed out he was about losing his job and, like, immigration, I think it made a bit more sense why he wanted us to kind of follow the most successful path.
What was it like to live in the United States from Wuhan, and people, when they found out that you were from there, I mean, what was their attitude as far as just everyday questions? Human nature, when someone is from an area that has gotten a lot of notoriety, people are interested in knowing what it's like. What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, like, before the pandemic, it was often just, like, a lot of confused stares, and then, like, people would be like, what? Like, is that in Korea? Like, is that near Beijing? Like, what is that, right? But then after the pandemic, I kind of got all different kinds of responses. Like, there are people who are just really uncomfortable even being near me because I said I was from Wuhan. There are people who, like, blamed me for causing COVID. There are people who are sympathetic, too, who are like, oh, no, like, how's your family? Like, I hope, you know, everything's okay over there. So it just became a household name overnight, and that was something I wasn't used to growing up.
Laura, the way this book is formatted, okay, who do you look at as the person that you're targeting it? Because when you first open it up, it looks like a children's book. But when you read it, and I have, it's not a children's book. It's a young adult, teenager. I mean, it tells a real story. It's not for a five-year-old by no means, but yet when you open it up, it has the look of something that is for a younger person. So how do you get somebody pick this up and say, you know what, this is a good story, and this is not a cartoon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, with the rise of graphic novels and manga right now, you know, so many young adults, teenagers are consuming this kind of media in this form. And so I wanted to replicate that with a story, too, where the story in itself is tackles a lot of serious topics, and it mainly focuses on my life during the middle school, high school, and young adult ages, too. So that is the main target audience, even though with full color and, like, some of the cartoons do look a bit younger, it's still topic-wise hits at the same topics, and I hope people can really appreciate the art form for what it is.
I do, because when I first heard about it, and then I got the book, I opened it up and I said, what am I going to talk about here, you know, because it looked like a children's book. And then I read it. I read the whole thing, and I thought to myself, wow, this is a story, and a very well-organized and emotional story. And then I thought to myself, boy, don't let anybody looking to buy a book be mistaken by the fact that it's done in a very unique way, and done in a way that you're learning something, but you don't even know that you're learning something, because it's entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, graphic novels are really rising right now, and I kind of see it like a movie. You know, like, yes, it has, like, pictures and drawings, but that doesn't change the like, the seriousness that it can give, and, like, it doesn't change the quality of the story. And I hope it adds to it, really, with like all the imagery that's going on.
How you doing now? Kind of settled in on what this whole thing is all about?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well now. I'm, like, super glad that the book has finally come out, and that's doing well. And I'm currently writing my second graphic novel with HarperCollins as well. So hopefully, all viewers can take a look at that in the next couple of years.
What is that going to be about? Tease us a little bit here, Laura.
All right, I can't give out too much.
No, no.
But it will also be a teenager/young adult and book about a couple of teens in high school who are trying to figure out, you know, just love, loss, life through different forms of astrology and spirituality.
You're hitting all the hot buttons when it comes to the teen years. Very well done book. It's called Messy Roots, a graphic memoir of a Wuhanese American. If you look at it and open the pages, you'll think at first, wow, is this a cartoon? Read it. It is done very, very well. You did a heck of a job, Lori. Anytime you want to come back, let us know. But most importantly, when your next book comes out, let us know, okay?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, thanks so much.
Where do you live now, may I ask?
I don't have a set place, but I'm currently in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, well, the next time you come down to Orlando, Florida, let us know. I'd love to have you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds like a done deal.
It's a done deal. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you so much.
What a nice lady she is. And it's called Messy Roots by Laura Gao, and it's a very, very penetrating book. It's got a message to it that It really affects all of us, even if we're older, because we've gone through a lot of these things when it comes to peer pressure during those formative years. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world, our next guest is always welcome on our show. He's quite a guy, and he's going to be talking about a very important issue that we've chatted with him about in the past, and that is sleep. And boy, I tell you, you need it. And just in time for National Sleep Awareness Week, World Sleep Day, and of course, just recently changing to Daylight Savings Times, joining us right now is Dr. Carlos Nunez. Hello, Doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It's always nice when you're here, my friend. Well, let's chat about sleep right now. And here's a statistic that is very, very scary, to be honest with you. And that is sleep apnea impacts more than 54 million people in the United States, and a shocking 80% are undiagnosed. We know we're going to talk about all kinds of interruptions of sleep, but let's start with sleep apnea because, as you know, that's very close to yours truly.
Yes. So you're absolutely right. It's 54 million adults in the United States, but probably even more shocking, there's about a billion people in the world, that's with a B, that have sleep apnea. And as you said, more than 80% are undiagnosed, untreated, completely unaware that they have it.
One of the biggest complaints about sleep apnea, obviously, is how it's treated. And you know what gets me is that so many people now have sleep apnea that we're aware of. 5 years ago, nobody except probably in the medical profession even heard of it. And everybody that I talk to, doctor, everybody says they just can't stand the apparatus that it takes to resolve this matter. And it's a very serious matter because it can cause death, really. And is there new ways that you can address the sleep apnea situation rather than that headgear that looks like you're in a fighter jet?
So maybe the answer is not exactly what you're asking for. There are a variety of ways to treat sleep apnea, everything from surgery to implants to mouthpieces. But we keep going back to CPAP because for most people, it's the therapy that works the best. The good thing about it is, over the years, CPAP devices have become smaller, quieter, more sleek. The modern ones are even connected to the cloud, so your doctor can monitor your therapy and see how you're doing. But most importantly, less about the device sitting on your nightstand and all about that mask that you're putting onto your face, because that's what's going to make or break whether or not you use this thing. Like you, I have sleep apnea. Like most Americans, I was in denial for many years, or maybe in the back of my mind, I knew I had it. Mistaken concept of big loud machine, big uncomfortable mask. I can say I look forward every night to putting that mask on. I actually use what's called a nasal pillow, which is a small silicone cushion that just sits under my nose. I don't have to wear a mask over my face or my mouth or my nose, and it works great for me. I wake up in the morning refreshed. So if you have concerns that you might have sleep apnea and you're worried about the therapy, talk to your doctor. There are options, and if CPAP is the best option for you, it is so much better than it used to be. And the alternative is what you alluded to. This is a devastating condition that can lead to serious health conditions, including an increased risk of death. That is for real, and it has been shown in study after study. So I would talk to your doctor and see how you can get the treatment that you deserve for this really important condition.
Doctor, you mentioned before that you can't wait to put that thing on, and I've talked to so many people that feel that same way. I was talking to a truck driver one time, and he took this rig out. He said, I got 2 hours on the road, and I realized I forgot it, drove all the way back to get it because he just can't go to sleep without it. And my problem was that at about 9 o'clock at night when I was, you know, kind of dozing off and getting ready to go to bed in a couple hours, I started to dread going to bed because I had to put it on. I think that this is a very important issue to be resolved. Now, tell us about this thing that you have on the pillow. What is that about?
So if you've seen the masks, they look like a, we call a full face mask that covers the nose and the mouth. Then there are nasal masks, which just cover the nose. And then there's the nasal pillow, which it's a small cushion. It just, again, sits under my nose. I can use it because I don't breathe through my mouth while I sleep. I breathe through my nose. And it's very comfortable. It's really small and unobtrusive. But even the masks now, if you look at the ways that the designs for these masks have evolved, it's quite impressive how comfort and the ability to move around and toss and turn in bed are all now incorporated into the design. So you see the tubes coming from different places. The masks are smaller, much more comfortable. There is a solution for everyone out there. And I will say that if you have the right device and the right mask and you've got a doctor who cares, adherence to therapy is actually pretty high. More people will sleep with their CPAP if they get the right device and the right coaching than will take a pill. It's a matter of finding the right therapy for you.
You bring up a good point about the pill. A lot of times people will say, well, if you have trouble sleeping at night, take some kind of a pill, that something that keeps you from thinking and puts you to sleep. And I've always been afraid to do that because with sleep apnea, they say that with a pill that puts you to sleep and that issue could really compound the problem. Is that true?
It is, yeah. When you get sedated and if you have sleep apnea, it can make the apnea worse. And you know, my primary specialty is anesthesiology. So I'm an anesthesiologist and critical care doctor by training. And in patients with sleep apnea, you really worry in the recovery room as they're waking up from anesthesia and they're still half sedated, they'll snore and they'll stop breathing. It unmasks how severe their sleep apnea is with sedation. So yes, you are right. Someone has chronic pain and they have to take powerful pain medicines. They can even stop you from breathing without any obstruction in your throat. There is a condition called central sleep apnea, which means your central nervous system, your brain, just decides not to breathe at night. And that's very common in people who take like large doses of pain medicine for chronic pain. So there's a lot of reasons why you might not want to take medicines for sleep without checking with your doctor first.
What else keeps you up at night? I know mine is thinking. If I could just stop thinking for about a half hour.
Yeah, that's the number one cause. You know, half of Americans say that, you know, stress or those stressful thoughts that just keep rolling through your head impact the quality of their sleep. We spend billions of dollars as Americans on pills and potions and all sorts of things to try and sleep better. But what we have found, what works the best for insomnia are actually behavioral techniques, finding ways to clear your mind, to relax. Sleeping pills are usually a temporary thing, and many of them are only indicated for temporary use. So if you are finding yourself reliant on having to take a pill to sleep, check with your doctor. Make sure that you're doing the right things. There may be easier, less, you know, invasive things you can do to help you with your sleep.
Doctor, where can we go for more information on this?
Yeah, there is a great website. It is sleepforbettertomorrow.com. Again, that's sleepforbettertomorrow.com. There's a lot of information about the importance of just sleep health in general. There's a quiz you can take, or an assessment online that can help you see if you might be at risk for some of these disorders we discussed. And again, I'll say it one more time. If you have any questions or concerns, start with your doctor. Do some research online, but also talk to your doctor.
Really has so many problems with not having a good night's sleep because you're tired all day. You're just not productive. So important. Chief Medical Officer at ResMed has been our guest, Dr. Carlos Nunez, a friend of ours for a lot of years here on the show, talking about the importance of getting a good night's sleep.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you, as always.
Sleep well. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Root, it's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include country star Ronnie Milsap, actress Sharon Glass, from CNBC's No Retreat Business Bootcamp, Joe DeSena, and one of the hosts of HGTV, Chip Wade. Also want to thank actress Jane Seymour, Nicole Remy from The Courtship on NBC, Laura Goa with her book Messy Roots, and Dr. Charles Nunez talking about how to get a good night's sleep. Well, that's going to put a wrapper on things, but we'll be looking for your company come next week, and we'll do it again live, nationwide, and around the world, except in Russia, with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.